Hey everybody, and welcome to this special for the super new moon in the 25th degree of Pisces that happens on the 8th of April 2024. Okay, so the April super new moon happens in Pisces, is associated with spiritual depth, intuition and emotional sensitivity. Practically, this super new moon encourages us to focus on introspection, creativity and connecting with our inner selves. It's a time for setting intentions relating to healing and compassion and letting go of old patterns that no longer serve us. Politically, this super new moon in Pisces may bring light to issues related to deception, hidden agendas and the need for transparency in leadership. It can signal a time of uncovering truths and holding those in power accountable for their actions. From a worldly materialistic perspective, the energy of the super new moon in Pisces can prompt us to reassess our priorities and values. It invites us to dig into matters beyond the material realm and explore the deeper, more meaningful aspects of life. On the mundane, worldly, day-to-day level, collectively, this energy of the super new moon in the 25th degree of Pisces can be used as a period of spiritual cleansing and purification. It can push us to release any emotional baggage or negative energies that weigh us down and pave the way for personal growth and transformation. Socially, the influence of this super new moon can inspire a sense of unity and compassion within communities, encouraging us to support one another and work towards common goals. It can highlight the importance of having empathy, kindness and understanding in growing stronger social connections and promoting harmony amongst the various sort of like groups of people. So it's good for sorting out arguments as well, or just getting to know people in your community or at work on a deeper level as well. From a spiritual esoteric perspective, as I said, the Saban symbol, so the symbology, the esoteric meaning that's associated with the super new moon in Pisces is the purging of a priesthood, or even if you want to look at it as a goddesshood or whatever, just purging of traditions and sort of having this authority, sort of like one conforming to society's beliefs. So it wants us to suggest a metaphorical or literal setting of outdated beliefs or dogmas, or you know, that no longer resonate with your spiritual evolution as well. So it invites us to examine our relationship with authority, with traditions, with culture, both externally and externally, and embrace a more authentic connection to the divine and the universe, whatever that means for us, rather than saying, you know, this is what this book or this is what this person says, God, Jesus or whoever a divine power to show up in our lives, and seeking your own path, you know, not throwing tradition out completely, but also just being open to newness, because sometimes how we think something can happen, whether it could be having a new lover in our life or getting that job, or you know, seeing how coming to believe in a higher power, how we think that should happen can lock us into a box, and we can miss what needs to happen for us to believe, for us to grow. So yeah, as we navigate through the energies of the super new moon in Pisces, we should make use of this opportunity for healing and renewal, self-reflection and all levels of our being, so emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, karmically and physically. The best use of this energy is to use it to illuminate the shadows within you and society and your family, and bring a brighter future forward for yourself by starting or continuing the work of personal healing, and just having more truth and compassion and unity within yourself and for others as well. So now I'm just going to talk about how the following aspects positively and negatively affect the super new moon in Pisces and the best use of these aspects. So first of all, we've got the sun and moon making a conjunction with Mercury. So this can help us have more intellectual kind of clarity, just be more clear minded and take more decisive actions, and also can increase our communication skills. So good for, you know, writing that letter, trying to say those words or doing anything else related to communication that you've been putting off. It allows us to express our thoughts more effectively. Just need to watch out for information overload, so doing too much research, gossiping too much, you know, taking in too much. This can lead to scattered thinking and action as well. So just make sure, you know, yes, seek out information, gather ideas, but know when to stop to avoid burnout as well. The moon and the sun, making a semi-sextile to Jupiter, allows us to have that boost of optimism, growth and good fortune. And the super new moon just means that the moon is closer to the earth, so it's a more stronger energy. It looks bigger in the sky right now, so, you know, with the semi-sextile to Jupiter, we can just have this burst of, yeah, you know, I'm going to go for it. And this is really good, go for it, but don't be too overconfident, don't exaggerate your abilities, don't take on too much, and also don't ignore important details. But all in all, you know, be open and tap into this energy and help it to bring abundance and a sense of expansion, adventure and success into your life. The moon and sun also makes a conjunction with Chiron, so this allows us to, you know, heal. And especially it's Pisces, it's all about healing and confronting our darkness, especially our sort of like spiritual and psychological darkness and secrets we hide from ourselves, or traits of ourselves, like the way we may lie or want to be tricked and lied to. And so we ignore red flags and we keep inviting toxic relationships into our life as well. So all this super moon can illuminate our self-destruction and also provide us with the healing and growth that can sort of allow us to be vulnerable with ourselves and others, and this can lead to breakthroughs in us understanding our emotional, psychological and spiritual pain, and also providing guidance and that listening here for someone else who may, you know, be undergoing emotional, psychological distress as well. So it just allows us to sort of like just be more open and compassionate with ourselves and others. Yes, it can bring up sensitive issues, but also gives us the window and energy to heal from them. The moon and sun also makes a conjunction with the moon's north node, so this energy sort of like can be sort of like a strong karmic pull. So some of us may be like, you know what, because, you know, remember Pisces energy is 12th house energy, so it's all about endings as well. So we may just be like, hey, you know, I'm gonna just get rid of all my self-destructive thoughts, habits and behaviors. And obviously this won't happen overnight, but it may just be sort of like a big purging for some of you, pushing yourself into the new. And we just remember the new moon, yeah, it's about trying new things, but we don't have to do it like all on the same day or the first week. New moon energy lasts up until the next new moon, and, you know, this is the last new moon before we go into that new moon sort of like cycle of the year. We've just had the spring equinox, just in the spring in ideas, so we can bring in the harvests of the autumn and the summer as well. So this energy pushes us to step into our true path and embrace opportunities to grow and the psychological, emotional and spiritual levels as well. The combination of these aspects wants us to be in more optimism, allows us to be more mentally clear, be open to healing and to come into alignment with the things that's going to make us live our best lives and feel happier. It also encourages us to communicate, especially when we've been putting off communication. So maybe putting off saying, I want to end this relationship, or avoiding people who may want to end relationships with you, just avoiding situations where you think, oh no, I don't want to hear this, but this energy wants us to confront them head on, and also to let go and to move into, you know, emotional newness and just be more mindful and being open to growing on the emotional and spiritual levels. Now I'm just going to talk about a bit more about how, you know, relationships, friendships and co-worker committed and hookup relationships are affected during this new moon. So as I said, you know, we know that this energy is the purging of the priestess, of the purging of the old, that's the Sabian symbology. So in terms of family dynamics, there can be sort of like emotional purging, so we may have those conflicting, heated, negative sort of like tensions may flare up and stir up on reserve conflicting issues on the negative end. But positively, you know, this purging that happens helps us to be more and encourages honesty and us being vulnerable and honest in our family units and just being open to to change within them as well, and letting go of outdated beliefs and structures within them. In terms of friendship dynamics as well, it can bring the same as well. It wants us to face any challenges and underlying issues that come to the surface authentically and open up with our friends. In terms of co-worker, the emphasis is purging on old structures that no longer sort of like serve us with our work co-workers. So this can be letting go of grudges or just being open to, maybe you thought, oh, a co-worker is horrible, I need to stay away from them because of rumours or something they've done in the past. So this energy may bring that all back up, but the higher use of this energy is to solve the issues and improve communication amongst our co-workers and those we see daily. So as I said, it wants us to let go of past grievances, be more sort of like cooperative and harmonious in our work environment, and we just have to try and be open-minded and have more compassion to navigate conflicts what come up at this time as well, and just be gentle with ourselves as well. In terms of committed relationships, again, we can transform within them. We may feel compelled to address underlying issues and patterns, as I said, and let go of relationships that no longer serve us, and this can lead to growth and renewal. And sometimes we're scared of the unknown, you know, comfort zones, comfort relationships, being with them 5-10 years, you know, it can be hard to let go, and this is where we stay and we can make each other miserable because we're trying to keep something together. And if we see relationships as things that can offer us growth and that we're meant to grow through, and sometimes they do last for a lifetime, but a lot of the time they are just meant to last for a season. But sometimes we get caught on, well, if I let go of this thing that's meant to last for a season, will I get something that lasts for a lifetime? And we're scared that we don't, so we hang on to these things and people and situations that are only meant to be temporary, and they become our lifestyles. And then we begin to believe and that we can never be happy if we leave, and no one will want us, and we're too old, and all of that creeps in the fears. So this energy wants us to have empathy and respect, and you know, it can also, some of you may not just decide to leave the relationship, you may just decide to be like, you know, I want to change the relationship dynamic, and whatever happens now, you know, this can really deepen our spiritual and emotional connections within our relationship and just make you feel more together and have more sort of like support for each other if you have these heartfelt conversations and express your needs openly. Because sometimes we can be afraid to ask for the things that we want from a relationship, we're scared of a person won't give us them, or we could lose them, and this can, you know, just add to the tension. So this energy just wants us to be super honest with each other, hence it's the super moon. And this can bring more mutual trust and intimacy into our relationships as well. In terms of hookups, again, this energy may lead some of you to let go of some hookups, as you may have a desire for more deeper committed relationship as well. It's a time when boundaries can become clearer and honesty and communication becomes crucial to ensure that everyone's on the same page as well. And just allow yourself to give into that craving for being more authentic and just being more emotionally connected with others as well. But also try not to lie and be deceptive, because, you know, Pisces energy can make us escape into drugs and alcohol and hookups and stuff, and this can just add to the toxicity and negativity, and also blare the lines around consent and stuff. So just make sure you gain consent, respect other people's boundaries, but also be open to letting go of hookups and being more vulnerable within them as well. On the karmic level, this new moon wants us to release past traumas and karmic ties related to our spiritual journey or connected to institutions that have served as authorities in our lives. So this can be our partners, our family, even our children or friends or anyone else we've given our power away to or believe we have more power over us, and just questioning why that is. It's a time where deep transformation and purification on the spiritual soul level can happen if you are open to it, if you're open to being honest and just thinking about what outdated beliefs of mine or things I've become to believe in as truth are holding me back now. So, you know, issues revolving around power dynamics, hierarchy, and spiritual religious teachings we have come to believe in, or other kind of our ideologies or practices that no longer resonate with our true selves. Because, as you know, I'm going to use a spiritual journey. We may come into the spiritual life, and it may be through, I don't know, tarot cards, or using crystals, or using angel cards, or anything else, and angel numbers and stuff. And all these things are good, numerology, astrology, even this. This is a tool. Some of us are more respective to psychological healing, some of us more to astrological and spiritual. So these are all tools, but ultimately they are tools that help us to get in touch with the higher truth, which can't be sort of like known through books or other people, but must be felt for our own human connection. So this is why I don't believe we can change others. I've tried in my life, but this is what we're all programmed to do, to think, you know, we can just change others, even if it's not by telling them what to do, by being ourselves, holding space for them, showing them love, and just thinking our love and belief in them can make them believe in themselves. But ultimately, each of us have to come to believe in ourselves. And of course, friends and families and lovers can help us along the way, provide that sort of like support. But ultimately, the end goal of that is not to create dependency and codependency, what a lot of us fall into. It's about growing us and making that person strong enough to believe within themselves so they can do it without us. And that's the test of growth. Does growth happen, continue when no one's about, when no one's in your life, when you are alone and stuff? And this is not to shame, guilt or blame, but just to point the finger towards, you know, the truth of adulthood and personal evolution. So the super new moon in Pisces can bring karmic lessons associated with forgiveness, healing and breaking free from constraints, whether that be toxic thought, behavioral, culture or other external influences that keep you stagnated in your past and repeating toxicity in your life, and that keeps you from being, you know, living your highest potential. So also sort of like lifetimes where you may have positions of authority or underwent kind of spiritual experiences may come back to your memory in terms of dreams or even nightmares. So just by experiences on the subconscious level, you may not understand why events that happen are happening, but these are whatever comes up over the next few weeks is trying to show you the sort of things you need to let go of. And because this 25th degree of Pisces rules the less destructive fibula joint, it reminds us of the importance of seeking stability and grounded in our life, especially through this intense spiritual purging that the super new moon in Pisces offers as well. So, you know, doing yoga, meditation or anything else that makes you feel grounded, dancing, singing, screaming, whatever, looking after your joint health can be really good for, whether it be stretching, and once again Tai Chi and yoga can help you know, with your stretching out your limbs, or even if it's just acupuncture or tapping yourself or just rubbing your joints and limbs and stretching them and just being gentle with your body, give yourself hugs and that. And it may sound silly, you know, because hugs are something we're meant to get from other people, but we can love on ourselves. So yeah, also at the time of this super new moon, we have a 3-point stellium that happens between the moon, sun and Chiron, and it's really tight orb of 56%, so it's really, really affecting us. So a stellium is when three or more planets or points in astrology are in the same zodiac sign or house as well, and it's intensified the energies of deep healing and transformation in this case. So the combined energies of the sun, the moon and Chiron aids that kind of us being more sensitive, more creative, and also our efforts to grow on the inner levels as well, and just become more self-aware as well of our own moods and other people's moons and our environment and surroundings as well. So the influence of the moon in this stellium allows us to be more intuitive, because the moon kind of like controls our inner world, our subconscious mind and emotional needs, and the sun will bring sort of like maybe issues with our own ego, other people's ego or sense of identity and self-expression and vitality at this time. And it's sort of like the sun's presence in this stellium at the time of the super new moon illuminates the core essence of our individual sort of like identity and life purpose. Chiron is known as the wounded healer in astrology, and this energy brings you know, opportunities for spiritual growth. So with an orb tightness of 56%, the intense energy can bring unresolved emotional issues to the surface. So it's really, really, you know, what's that word? So it's really, really a strong chance, actually, a strong chance that a lot of us can just be sort of emotionally triggered right now, and emotional sort of like and psychological unresolved traumas can come to our sort of like mind, and so just be kind of have compassion for that, as I said earlier. So, you know, it can trigger deep-seated emotions, but also offers us the opportunity for, you know, letting things out, getting it off our chest, and to heal from these issues as well. So in summary, with the Sun, Moon and Trident working together within the stellium, it allows us to focus and acknowledge and address our spiritual, emotional and psychological wounds with compassion and understanding, and giving this to others as well if they come to us or we find ourselves in a heated situation. It allows us to find a sense of wholeness and spiritual alignment, and it wants us to trust in the process of healing and allowing ourselves to be guided by the wisdom of our emotions as we navigate the depths of our inner world, and just sort of like embrace newness, you know, which the new moon is all about. So in terms of career, spiritual and personal development, on the career level, it can bring us or make us feel compelled, like, hey, I need to change and reassess my professional path and make the necessary adjustments that I need to do to follow our true calling. So some of you may decide to learn a new trade or switch trade or go for that promotion as well. It's energy of the super new moon is guiding us towards a more fulfilling career path and inspiring us to pursue new creative ventures. Spiritually, it is a potent opportunity to deepen our spiritual practices, connect with our intuition and explore our subconscious mind. On a personal level, the super new moon in Pisces wants us, as I said, to resolve and address those unresolved issues. It's a time for healing and letting go of our past wounds and having more empathy for ourselves as we allow ourselves to connect with ourselves and others on a more profound level. Educationally, it wants us to explore new skills, so it may be a good ideal time to engage in, you know, learning new things on or offline that align with your passions and personal growth objectives as well. And because this lunar energy can enhance our creativity and intuition, and it can also allow us to absorb information on a deeper level more quickly as well, so sort of like speed learning as well. So just be open to, sometimes you may be like, oh, you know, logically I can't write this essay right now, and but you've got a deadline, right? And so it may seem illogical to, you know, chill out, meditate for a bit, but in that meditation or chill out time, listening to music or going for a walk, this can be a good sort of like thing for you to recharge or look at an existing problem, especially when it comes to learning something in a different way. So just try and chill out a bit as well. So yeah, in conclusion, this super new moon in Pisces wants us to let go of outdated patterns. As I said, the Sabian symbology of the Persian of the priesthood wants us and gives us the clear direction that this is a tense of, you know, us being able to cleanse ourselves from the spiritual, emotional, psychological levels in a profound way, and everything won't come overnight. We can achieve growth on the spiritual, psychological and emotional levels if we are willing to do the work. So it allows us to start and continue the work of self-healing. It wants us to let go of structures that no longer serve our highest goods of beliefs that could have, you know, helped us at one stage, like, oh, you know, maybe I need to keep myself away from people for a bit, but now it may be time for you to mingle, to get back out there, to be more open and to be open for a deeper connection to divine wisdom and your spiritual truths, and shedding of old things that you are ready or need to let go of, actually, because sometimes we're not ready to get out of our comfort zone, let's be honest. So, you know, this kind of like pushes us to do so in a subtle way, because, you know, Pisces energy is subtle as well. So it may not be up in your face pushes, but small subtle. Some of you may get dreams that push you to change and to let go of things. And then we've got the sun in the 26th degree of Pisces as well at the time of the super new moon, that has the same symbology of a new moon that divides its influence. So, you know, it kind of puts the spotlight and that things will change, and we may not agree with other people in our lives right now. We may have to go our separate ways, and it may be hard to let go of relationships we've become so dependent on as well. It wants us to have that kind of clarity and discernment where boundaries need to be drawn in our life with that support growth and evolution from what, you know, gets in the way of our progress. So again, like I said, this is another important backup that for some of you it will be letting go. And the 26th degree of Pisces rules the plantar nerves in the human body, so this again highlights the importance of grounding ourselves in our truth and authenticity while we sort of like navigate life. So yeah, so all in all, this is a catalyst for profound inner work and encouraging us to shed layers of conditioning and connect with our authentic essence. And the super new moon illuminates the shadows around power dynamics and spiritual teachings, and it provides potential opportunity for healing deep-seated wounds and transforming karmic patterns. So a lot of us have got issues with maybe the religions and cultures we're brought up in, so this energy can really, you know, make us revisit that and not throw the baby out with the bathwater, which means that a lot of time, because of like, the religions and cultures born in, we like get to add us like forget it all. But there are a lot, there's truth in everything, I believe. There's also lies, so it's about picking out those seeds of truth and following them rather than saying that the whole thing and everything you've been taught was complete sort of like rubbish, unless you become get to that conclusion from your own introspection and research. A lot of the time we don't, we just get to that stage where we discern our culture and religions because of the pain that they inflicted. But we have to remember that sometimes it's not exactly the religion or culture, it's how the religions and culture was taught to us or forced on us, sort of things, what we need to let go of. So by delving into forgiveness and letting go of past grievances, we can pave the way for a more liberated and empowered sort of existence, one that comes from our self-empowerment rather than our rebellion that sometimes can lead us to self-destructive things. So yeah, acknowledging the impact of our past experiences and actions allows us to navigate our current life challenges with greater resilience and insight. Being open to our subconscious and healing, you know, the pain that's within there, and releasing our outdated attachments, we open ourselves up to receiving the gifts of spiritual awakening and a higher consciousness, a different way of being in the world. Because as I said at the beginning, a lot of us imprison ourselves into who we think we are, or what and who we think others need us and want us to be even, you know. So the symbolism of the 25th degree of Pisces reminds us that our spiritual journey is timeless and interconnected, weaving through past, present and future lifetimes as well. And by honouring their lessons of authority and transformation encoded in our souls' histories, we can navigate the currents of the super new moon in Pisces with, you know, just more awareness. And also the guidance of the symbology that wants us to sort of like ground ourselves in practices like Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, stillness, self-reflection, remind us about how these ancient sort of modalities, especially when we're talking about meditation and yoga, offer us a bridge between the physical and spiritual realms, allowing us to embody the harmonious balance between our earthly presence and our sort of like celestial spiritual connection. Through intentional movements and breath work, we can attune ourselves to sort of energies surrounding this potent lunar event. So take some time out to meditate, spend some time alone, and invite the healing and awareness into our beings as we align ourselves. And as we dig deep into the depths of our inner being during this period of reflection, it's crucial to remember that growth often, and it does actually require us to release old patterns and relationships and toxicity and embrace the unknown, get out of our comfort zone, and also to forgive and love ourselves as we realise we are all deeply flawed, or that you're deeply flawed, and that can be a sucker, you know, because a lot of times we blame others. And not saying that other people ain't horrible, and I was going to say the word, but I'm not going to use it. Rhymes with posher. But anyway, so yeah, this energy wants us to have more trust in the universe, in ourselves, to change our lives and to let go and to be open to the newness of, you know, the many, many layers and traits that we've got within ourselves, and allow ourselves to experience profound spiritual, emotional and psychological shifts that help us evolve on a personal level. So yeah, that's the end of this analysis of the super new moon that happens on the 8th of April. Take care and see you next time.